This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Inflation in this economy comes in a bunch of varieties. Inflation at the consumer level, the Consumer Price Index, the Fed's favorite measure, of course, the Personal Consumption Expenditures Price Index. Also, today, we got a measure of inflation at the wholesale level. It's called the Producer Price Index. The Labor Department says the PPI was up 0.3% in July, which is more than it was up in June and more than it was up in May. And as Marketplace's Justin Ho reports, a lot of the recent increases have been thanks to inflation in the wholesale services sector.
The Labor Department looks at a broad range of services when it puts together the Producer Price Index.
Publishing, banking, lodging, healthcare services.
That's Erica Groshen at Cornell's School of Industrial and Labor Relations. She used to run the Bureau of Labor Statistics, and she says unlike the Consumer Price Index, which figures out what prices consumers are seeing on the shelves, the Producer Price Index gets at a slightly different question.
What is the change in the prices that our domestic producers are receiving?
In some cases, that's just another way of asking about what consumers end up having to pay. But Groshen says the Labor Department also asks what service providers are charging the government and what they're charging to sell their services out of the country.
Entertainment services, for example, are sold overseas quite a bit.
Economists pay attention to producer prices because if they increase for services, for instance,
then that could prompt the final sellers of that service to increase prices to cover their input costs.
That's Kathy Bosjancic, chief economist at Nationwide. She says right now, any increase in services inflation would be concerning.
Because that's the portion of inflation that has been the stickiest at the consumer level.
But in July, a big chunk of services inflation was because of management fees for investment portfolios. Jesse Wheeler is senior economist at Morning Consult.
What we're seeing here is potentially a big increase in stock prices have led to an increase in management fees.
Thing is, the stock market is not the economy, and stocks also come down.
So if we saw like a big increase in producer prices for food or for rail and truck, freight transport, I'd be very concerned about that. But I'm not necessarily that concerned about a big spike in portfolio management fees.
And if you strip that out, he says, producer price inflation is continuing to slow down. I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.